Gee, sounds like there's an emergency back at Marineville.
There sure is, Troy.
It's vital we tell our BBC viewers about Countdown, the next episode of Stingray. Good thinking, Commander Shore. If they missed it, they'd sure be upset.
Especially when they hear about Titan's fiendish plot to blow us all sky high.
Leave it to me. This is a viewer alert. An explosive episode of Stingray begins at 6 o'clock this Friday on BBC Two.
Miss it at your peril.
Now on BBC Television, a choice of viewing. On BBC Two, a discussion on censorship between Derek Hart, the Bishop of Woolwich, and a nude man. And on BBC One, me telling you this.
BBC News at midnight. This is Brian Perkins.
Listening to something different for your airwaves. Imaginary Stations.
You're listening to Test Cards on Radio from Imaginary Stations. If you enjoy what you're hearing, email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. Send us a picture of your favorite TV test cards. And now, back to the broadcast.
One Deck Pete presents a trade test transmission.
And a very good morning to you from BBC Television. It's time for service information for the television trade. First, transmitter information concerning Stockland Hill and Beacon Hill. BBC One UHF Stockland Hill has been on reduced power since 9 o'clock and will continue so for some time this morning. BBC Two Beacon Hill has also been on reduced power since 9 o'clock, remaining so for some time today. I just repeat those. BBC One UHF Stockland Hill has been on reduced power since 9 o'clock and will continue so for some time this morning. And BBC Two Beacon Hill has also been on reduced power since 9 o'clock, remaining so for some time today.
I'm okay.
Imaginary Stations wants to hear from you because radio connects us all. Do you have a phone with a microphone? Send us an audio postcard from wherever you are in the world. Send us greetings from outside the train station in Paris, or your favorite songbird from Germany. Send your audio to imaginarystations@gmail.com, and you may hear yourself in an upcoming broadcast. You're listening to Test Cards on radio from Imaginary Stations. If you enjoy what you're hearing, email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. Send us a picture of your favorite TV test cards. And now, back to the broadcast.
Welcome to the fascinating world of audio frequency equalization. Your equalizer provides you with the means to make any and all corrections that you, in your new capacity as audio playback engineer, determine to be most accurate.
Set your receivers, set your receivers, set your receivers.
Smart buyer's degree, translate.
This is a test. This is only a test.
Once you've chosen what drum parts you're going to play, play the same licks all the time.
Don't change.
Now normally you play it. Right? These days, now we're doing.
We'll be right back. four This was only a test from the Imaginary Stations Broadcast Commission.
Understand that.
Who are you?
Everybody knows who you are.
Yes, but who are you?
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Slim Gaylord. Welcome to my world.
Carol Hersey, the BBC test card girl. Carol Hersey was born on the 25th of November 1958 in Redhill, Surrey. Carol is famous for being the little girl pictured on a BBC broadcast test card, which was shown throughout nighttime and off-peak time television transmissions from the late 1960s through to the 1990s. Her image has had the longest exposure on television worldwide, estimated at over 70,000 hours. Carol is the daughter of George Hersey, a BBC broadcast engineer. George Hersey had joined the BBC in 1949 and moved from equipment installations into designing test cards, which allowed engineers to align television cameras, transmitters, and television receivers to achieve the best quality TV pictures. In 1967, he designed Test Card F, which was the first colour test card to be broadcast at the advent of colour television broadcasting in Great Britain. Test cards were broadcast overnight after normal programmes ended, and in the afternoons as there was no daytime TV in the 1960s and 1970s.
The little girl in the test car, the one with the little clown. She's seen all over the country, every city, every village, every town. When you turn on your TV, take a look and you will see the little girl in the test car. She's right here with me. She's playing noughts and crosses. She look at you with a smile. It make your morning happy. Adults and every child. When you're getting ready for work or school or play, what a cute little girl in the test card is what everybody say. Now if you ever wondered who the cute little girl might be, you don't have to wonder any longer, 'cause she's right here with me. Hey, wonder where the little girl in the test card. The little bit of the girl in the test card, right here with me. I wonder where the little girl is born. She's playing knots and crosses.
This has been a test card transmission from Imaginary Stations. Email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.